A word for you from Psalm 27 verses 1 and 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise against me, yet I will be confident. But, dear friend, if you do not have this light, this salvation, this life, you need to fear. And your fear should be of God, and then of every circumstance around you. But if you are with David in saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation, then you can say confidently, boldly, whom shall I fear? David's biggest fear as he writes the psalm, and he's referring to the circumstance of being hunted down by King Saul, and so many times almost being caught and slaughtered. And yet he, at this very time, was able to say, the Lord is my light, he is my salvation, whom shall I fear? And then he says, though an army encamp against me, though I receive opposition that is of great military strength, in other words, he says, my heart shall not fear. How often, dear friend, have you been afraid? Afraid of circumstances around you, and it causes your heart to fear. But David says, even with an army encamped around me, in other words, they lay siege to me, waiting for me to be destroyed, for me to move, and then they'll catch me. He says, though war arise against me, yet will I be confident. It's not self-confidence, friend. It is confidence in the one who rids us of fear. That's the difference. We are taught, of course, by secular humanism, be confident in yourself, be bold, love yourself, etc. David was quite different. He loved God. He was confident in him. He leaned upon the Lord. He knew that he was very weak in himself. But with God, he says, though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. It's an inward thing. It's real. And it delivers you from all fears. Is that your life?